Gun rights advocates and legislative leaders are reacting to the new rules on guns in the Washington State Senate. Lieutenant Governor Cyrus Habib announced a ban Monday on all firearms in the public viewing galleries. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the story from the Capitol.
The Washington Senate has two viewing galleries. I'm walking into the North Gallery, and what's immediately noticeable up here is how the public sits perched above the Senate floor. That means if there was somebody up here with a gun who intended to do harm, the members of the Senate would be very vulnerable. They would, in essence, be sitting ducks. And that's what the lieutenant governor is concerned about.
I don't want us to be implementing this type of order the day after some type of a tragedy.
Democrat Cyrus Habib presides over the state Senate. He told public radio and the Associated Press this is a preemptive move to make the chamber safer for members, staff, and visitors. Previously, both the Senate and House banned openly carried guns in the galleries. That happened after a dramatic gun rights demonstration in 2015 when several people entered the House gallery carrying their guns. The new Senate rule now expands that ban to concealed pistol permit holders. That sits okay with Brad Michelson. He was visiting the Capitol from Iowa.
I feel it's a right to carry a gun. You can do that. I feel that's okay. But I don't know if it's necessary to bring it in here.
But Dave Workman feels differently. He's with the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms in Bellevue.
This looks like an attempt maybe to keep some people out of the Senate galleries who've never caused a problem before.
Reaction from top Senate leaders was mixed. Democrat Sharon Nelson praised the move as necessary in the absence of what she calls reforms to our nation's gun laws. Republican Mark Schessler urged Habib to seek legal advice to ensure that the order also respects the public's constitutional rights. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.